dealt with Hasra Safek, that if we have an individual who does a Maisa Aveira, and we have a Hasra before the Maisa Aveira, however, retroactively, he can uproot that Maisa Aveira, would that be Hasra Safek? Give the example of Nazir. You tell him, don't drink wine. And it could be that we're retroactively he to be shoel on his nazirus, then the act of drinking wine would no longer be an act of iser. Would that turn it into hasra safek? So I said no, and it was definitely not. And someone asked me for the makar. So the makar is Tosfos in Makos and of Tesvava Medes. There's two Tosfos over there, one after another, B'mai and Avar, who both point this out, that Lahaki Amrinim B'Nazir Shayushose Deloke Al Kol Achas Delohavi Asru Asafik Mishum Deshema Yishal Al Naziruso. Okay, that's not considered to be a case of Asru Asafik. So that's a Tosfos Medayikit from a Gemara. That's A. B, last night in Rav Huchstein Shir, he offered an alternate explanation for the Shita of Tosfos, who says that by Hadbaka Sapas, it's not a Hasra Asafek, because we know that his Das is to leave it in there. The Vadai, Lo Yadai Talirdos Kodem Afiya, V'lo Havei Hasra Asafek, etc. So we interpreted it that Tosfos over here is relating to the machlokes between the Rashash and the Minchas Chinuch in terms of defining the Maisa Aveira. You have to give a Hasra before the Maisa Aveira. The question is, what is the Maisa Aveira? So according to the Minchas Chinuch, the Maisa Aveira has two sections. And until the second section is done, you don't have a Maisa Aveira. Mashein Kane, according to the Rashash, the Maisa Aveira is putting it into the Tanur. But we pointed out that the putting into the tanur, according to the Rashash, has to be accompanied with a kavana that it should remain there, because we want the hemshech to be a tanai in the chiyuv. And Tosfos over here is taking the side of the Rashash. Rav Huchstein wanted to explain, maybe Tosfos over here is telling us that we don't only have an objective factor in terms of hasra asafek, that it has to precede a ma'isa avera, but it also has to have a subjective factor, namely that hasras, vaday, or safek depends upon the individual's plans. If we're sure that he's planning on doing avera, that we would call a hasras vaday. If we're not sure that he plans to do the avera, that already would be hasras safek. Even if objectively he's doing an act, that his planning is important. Okay, in other words, that what Rav Huchstein didn't, you know, was of the opinion that is what Tosfos over here is stressing. Not so much defining the Ma'asa Aveira, but rather defining Hasra Asafik in terms of necessity of planning. Okay, last time we took sort of an aside and spent the entire shiur on the one Tosfos of Kodem Shiyavoli de Yisra Skila, because we have over there two concepts that I couldn't picture that we should go through the first parak without touching upon, the concept of Hemidu, Chachamim Hamidu Divrehem, the concept of Yesh Koch B'Yad Chacham L'Akor Davar Min HaTorah B'Shei V'Altasa, and over here at least to have the basic terminology and working knowledge of Hasra Asafek, and also since we're not going to be learning the third perek, to have a sense of the Machlokot Achronim in terms of the nature of the various Malachos that we'll be dealing with, particularly Malachas Afia. So within the Tosfos we had at least a tip of the iceberg of these various topics. But now let's get back to the world of Hotza'ah. And within the world of Hotza'ah, we're going back to basic definitions. So let's start reading the Gemara from Pasha Ta'ani Es Yado. Any volunteers? How are we going to choose from all the volunteers? Tov. Sariyo Hakasha. Daftala number Alf, 5 points in the back. Okay. And then, okay, let's leave it at this for the time being. The Gemara over here is making what assumption in terms of its kasha, amai chayav? What's the Gemara assuming? That what do we need? We need a makom of dalet al dalet. Habina nakira v'hanacha mi'al gabi makom dalet al dalet. Now, what's the source of this assumption of the Gemara? How did the Gemara know that you need a makom dalet al dalet to be bothered by pashat ani yisyado, that we don't have to hear a makom dalet al dalet? So we have a machlokas rishonim. You're quoting which shita?
The Ramban,
right? The Ramban says we have over here Gemara Gemiralan. We have a masoret. We have, like a halacha Moshe Misinai, coming somewhat under the realm of shiurim. All of our shiurim are halacha Moshe Misinai, arvoim sava mikva kezayis in terms of achila. Here we have halacha Moshe Misinai be'inan akira v'hanacha mi'agavim makom dalet al dalet. Okay, that's an opinion, but the Ramban is pretty much alone in his approach. Even his Talmidim didn't quote him, the Rashba, the Ritva, they didn't quote the Ramban. What are the other options that we have? Yes? A Svara. Who has the Svara?
The
Rashba. Okay, the Rashba says we have over here a Svara. We have no raya from a pasuk. It appears that it's not a halacha Moshe Misinai, but simply we have over here a svara. What is the svara? Ein darkon lohaniach kleihem ela b'makom rachav. So were someone to do an akira hanacha from a makom which is less than dalad al dalad, what would be the chisaron? Lechora shelo kedarko. In other words, if this is darkon shel anashim, darkon shel bnei adam, and we know that within the world of Shabbos we have a principle malachas machsheves that kula achar yad is patur, that a shinui is patur. Over here we have a shinui from the norm, and that's why it would be patur. So this is a svara that we're setting up a norm. We have a svara to set up the norm based on darkon shel bnei adam. However, so far we've said that which is not on the page, the Ramban and the Rashba. What do we have on the daf in terms of other alternatives? Yes?
Either the pasuk or the mishkan.
Okay. So we have within Tosfos, Hillel summarizes it very, very pithily, succinctly, that we have either the concept of a pasuk, at which the Rashba says, Leslan mikroi, maybe we do have a pasuk, eh? And if not a pasuk, then we have a concept of Dumi the Mishkan, going back to what we saw in Perak HaZorek, and Daf Mem Tes, that all the malachas were there from the Mishkan. So let's see it inside. Let's start from, I'll go in the order of Tosas. We have Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri. So let's start with Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, how did you read this when you read it? In other words, is this? Excuse me?
Prior to
seeing Tosas HaRosh? Prior to seeing Tosas HaRosh, yes.
So it's along the same lines that it's not probably Darkon Tav. Also, the mission wasn't Darkon
Tav. Okay, and after seeing Tosas HaRosh? Within Tosas HaRosh, I remember Tosas HaRosh a little differently. You're correct. Now, Tosas HaRosh says, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Disvarahi, Shein Adam Ragi Lohaniya Chayfetz Apachos Himakom Dalid, V'chein Bamishkan Yenotam Chayfetz Mitevasa Lahavio Lidei Gizbar. In other words, the way Tosfos HaRosh sets it up, this is what we saw in the Rashba, that we have a Svara, and we have a Raya to the Svara, that l'chora, this is what was done in the Mishkan. V'chein, by Mishkan, you notem achevet mi tevato l'haviyo l'idei gizbar. But within excuse me? Our Tosfos, I think, is saying something very, very different. Our Tosfos, in other words, the ein regilus l'haniyach achevet z'pachos mi dalad v'chein haya mistama b'mishkan. How did Tosfos, in other words, what over here is the Iker and what is the Tafel within our Tosfos? Yes, Avi?
Right.
And then, but yes. In other words, that obvious pointing out that from our Tosfos, it appears that we have over here a din of Dumia de Mishkan. Dumia de Mishkan. However, why do we have that first sentence of Ein Regilus Lohaniach Achevet Pachos Midalad? To show what was going on in the Mishkan. Namely, we don't have a video of what went on in the Mishkan, but we're making a mistama of what went on in the Mishkan. Rav Lichtenstein last night slipped into English for a moment and called it conjectural information. Okay, that we have over here conjectural information. That we don't know what was in the Mishkan, but mistama, people in the Mishkan didn't walk around on their heads. Mistama, people in the Mishkan did what people usually do, and people usually take things from a makom. And therefore, but over here, this is not the Rashba where we're dealing with a svara of Shinoi, of Klachar Yad. We're learning from the Mishkan. But how do we know what went on in the Mishkan? We know what went on in the Mishkan from this conjectural information from the Mistama, that if people usually do it, Mistama, that was done in the Mishkan, and this then defines what we have over here. What's the difference between these Perushim is we'll come to in a minute. But what we have over here, according to the way the syntax within our Tosfos of Rabbeinu Tam, is that basically we're working off of Mishkan. But how do we know what was in the Mishkan? Because Ein Regilus Laniach Chafetz Pachos Midalad, and therefore Mistama, this is what was in the Mishkan. Yes?
Isn't Mistama a weaker lashon than Mechein Hayeva Mishkan in the Tosfos Arash? I would have thought the Tosfos is much starker focusing on the Mishkan than Tosfos is. And
think
by the way, it might be, it probably, presumably is, that this is how it was in the Mishkan too. Not this is how it was in the Mishkan.
It would be, make, you know, it's how Rabbeinu Tam said, Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Be'inan Dumya de Mishkan, V'mistamba, B'mishkan in Regilus L'haniya Chachevet Z'pachos Midalad, none of us would have any problems. The problem is that the syntax over here is that first we bring in the Svara, and then we bring in the Mishkan. And the fact that Tos over here says Mistama, that would seem to indicate that the previous statement was simply a setup. That was the background for the Mishkan. Within Tosfos Arosh, it appears that Vachena B'Mishkan is like a raya to the Svara rather than vice versa. It's unclear. But let's assume that so far we have three Perushim. We have a Svara Ba'alma, pure Svara, nothing to do with Mishkan, nothing to do with Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, pure Svara, or we have a pure Halacha Moshe Mi-Sinai, or we have a din of Dumya de Mishkan parallel to what we saw in the beginning of Perek HaZorik and Daf Mem Tes, that this is basically the source of all Avot Malacha. Yes? L'chora, it could very well be. In other words, that it's simply a question of their restructuring the phrase of the Sefer Hayashar and filling it out a little bit. Like it.
But after one saying, unless they have a different version of Rabbeinu Tam than Sefer Hayashar, how could they say that he's not basing it on the Mishnah?
I agree. Now, in Sefer Hayashar seems to be the clearest explanation of Rabbeinu Tam, and l'chora they're working off of it. I agree. Okay, what over here? Yes, I'm sorry, Yashar. Well, we get to that, yeah. We'll come to it now. Va'oda Marie, okay. Vakasha Sari, I'll continue. Okay, so according to the Ri, we have over here a Pasuk. We have a pasuk according to the drash of Chazal. Pshat in the pasuk is mimekomo refers to what?
Tchumen.
To? I didn't hear. Tchumen, in other words, so who? In other words, mimekomo. Who is the makom of what?
Adam.
Of the Adam. Al yetzi. But the drash of al yotzi, that allows us to say that mimekomo applies not to the Adam, but Mimakomo, the makom of the chayfetz. Now, how does that get us to Dalad al Dalad? Adinan chashivus. Okay, so over here we have a combination of a pasuk. And we had in the Gemara two assumptions. One assumption is you need makom, and B, that makom is Dalad al Dalad. So up to now, the terutim that we've given dealt with the two assumptions in one chativa, that either both assumptions are Olcha Moshe Misinai, both assumptions are Asfara, both assumptions are Dumi de Mishkan. Here, within the Ri, the first assumption of that you need a makom, that's when that from the pasuk. And then, a makom chashuv is defined as Dalad al Dalad. Once already you need a makom, then we know it's Dalad al Dalad. The nafgamina, it appears to me, between these two terutzim, between these four terutzim, we have over here basically four terutzim: the Ri, Rabbeinu Tam, the Ramban, and the Rashba. Going in reverse order, the Svara, the Olcha Moshe Misinai, the Dumi de Mishkan, or the Pasuk, Mimakomo, and plus Davar Chashuv, would be what? What would be the basic question that we have to ask ourselves? Excellent. Right. In other words, does this apply b'chol haTorah kula, or is this unique to Hilchos Shabbos? So let's just view the four. Which of these would be obviously should apply to chol haTorah kula? Which of these obviously should be dinim only on Shabbos? And which of these are unclear? Yes, Binyamin. The pasuk in Makomo, right, should be a general din. It's a general din. We have a din of makom chashuv that would apply. The Torah just tells us here you need a makom. Once you need a makom, then you have a makom chashuv, but that would be a general. Hey, what else would be general? What else would lend itself to be general? The svara of the Rashba, l'chora, is a svara b'chol haTorah kula, nothing to do with Shabbos per se. What would be specific? Halacha Moshe Misinai, we don't know. That's what we don't know. We don't know whether this Halacha Moshe Misinai was said specifically in Shabbos or was said Dafka or B'chol haTorah kula. However, which Lechorah is Dafka in Shabbos? Dumi de Mishkan. Dumi de Mishkan, that's a specific Shabbos halacha. Namely, it's irrelevant what's done B'chol haTorah kula. Here we have Dumi de Mishkan, yes? You could be, but Tazer Rosh is quoting Rabbeinu Tam, so it's a question of what. Correct. If Mishnah is only Uriah, certainly it's in Bichol Torah Kula. Correct. Where do we find this Bichlal in Chazal or in anything? In other words, did you see anywhere where these concepts of Makom, Dalad al Dalad, are extended to Kol HaTorah Kula? This sugi is a sugi in Shabbos. So I gave you one Mara Makom. There's another Mara Makom that I didn't give you, and there's a third Mara Makom, which is possible as well. Sorry, so the Mara Makom I gave you is right in the Rashi in Ksuvas. Rashi in Ksuvas says that however we're going to define Akira and Hanacha in terms of Shabbos, Hu Hadin, this will be the definition in terms of Kinyan. In Kinyan also we need an Akira, in order to be able to bring it into Yerushus, what we call a Hagba'ah. And if, in terms of Shabbos, we need a Makam Chashuv, Hu Hadin, in terms of Kinyan, we need a Makam Chashuv. If we're going to define Yad as a Makam Chashuv in terms of Shabbos, Hu Hadin is going to be a Makam Chashuv in terms of Kinyan. That's the implication of the Kol HaTorah Kula. That's A. The Gemara Makam I didn't give you is a Gemara in Sukkah. It's in Sukkah, Andaf Yud Amad Aleph. Over there, the Gemara is talking about the psul of sukkah tachas sukkah. The Gemara says, basukos teshvu, on daftesim at days, basukos teshvu, velo basuka shetachas hasukah, velo basuka shetachas ha'ilan, velo basuka shebetoch habayit, etc. So the Gemara asks, how much space does there have to be between schach and schach to call this a problem of sukkah tachas sukkah? So Gemara over there has two deyos. Kama yehei ben sukkah l'sukkah v'tehei tachtona psula, amar Rav Huna tefach Shekematzina ba'olei tuma tefach. Tefach is a meaningful measure in terms of airspace. The Tanya tefach al tefach, room tefach, maybe is a tuma, it's already considered to be an ohel, chotzeitz ibnei hatuma, etc. However, Rav Chista v'Rabba Barav Huna amrei arba'a, four tefachim, and they explain themselves. Shelomatzinu makom chashuv pachos me arba'a. Shelomatzinu makom chashuv pachos me arba'a. That's the language of the Gemara. Lomatzinu makom chashuv pachos me arba'a. Where did Rav Huna and Rav Chista get this from? Shelomatzinu makom chashuv pachos me arba'a. So, pashtus of the writing of the Gemara, this is what the Rishonim over here are saying. This is the Ri. Ein nami, in other words, ve'ein makom chashuv pachos me arba'a. Or this is the Rashba, svarahi, that you know you have an Akira and Hanacha ana makom chashuv, ein makom chashuv pachos me arba'a. So we have over here then a Gemara in Sukkah, pashtus Gemara in Sukkah. We have the Rashi in Ksuvus. And then Rav Chisin last night raised an issue, but without bringing a proof one way or another, but there is an Achron who talks about it. That we have the concept of Akira and Hanacha not only on Shabbos, but also in terms of Korban Pesach. It says, Al Yotzi min habayis min habasar chutza. Korban Pesach has to be eaten in a chabura. You can't take it out of the boundaries of the chabura. And we saw the Gemara, when we learned the Perek HaZorik, we saw the Gemara Msachib, that just like you in Shabbos, in Akira and Hanacha, so also to be over the Lav, Korban Pesach, you require Akira and Hanacha. Do you also require a Makom Chashuv in Psachim? In Psachim there's no din of Dumi the Mishkan. Is this built in to the world of Akira v'Hanacha, v'chol HaTorah Kula? That Rav Chisin raised as an issue. The Minchas Tchina talks about it. Okay, so if you're planning learning Minchas Chinuch, you should begin now because you know you'll get it a head start before you get to Parshas Bo. So I think it's Mitzvah Tesvav. That's the Easter of Lo Yotzi Menabayis Menabasar Chutza. Over the Minchas Chinuch clears a Hakira as to whether you need a Makom Chashuv or not. That's Lechora totally in the Machokas we've shown him. Are we learning over here from Dumi of the Mishkan? Or do we have over here a Svara or a Din of Makom? And then the open question is, according to the Ramban, the Halacha Moshe Misinai, was this Halacha Moshe Misinai B'chol HaTorah Kula? Or was this a limited Halacha Moshe Misinai to the Din of Hilchos Shabbos? Because there's no Iser of Akira and Hanacha by Kodshim. So the Akira and the Hanacha to take it from place to place, that's a din specifically in Korban Pesach. Yeah? Hotzah, when you go to the din of Hotzah. By Pesach, there's a din of Easter of Hotzah. There's an Easter to be Motzi. If you're eating the Korban Pesach in this room, and then you want to continue eating in the Sukkah, right, and you carry the Korban Pesach from this room into the Sukkah, you're over an Alav Do Araisa of Al Yotzi, Min Habasar, Min Habayis Kut. And Abayis ben Abasar Chutzak. No. We have an Easter of eating Kodshim out of the Azar, but there's no Easter to be Motzi. By Korban Pesach, we have an Easter of being Motzi. So the Gemara says, Motzi means Akira and Hanacha. Does it also mean Makam Chashuv? That depends how we understand in our Ksugya. Yes?
Doesn't it seem from the Ramban that the Halacha Moshe Misinai is limited to the world of Shabbos?
How do you see that in the Ramban?
He's only talking about Akira and Hanacha by Shabbos, and his question is whether or not Akira and Hanacha alone. That both of them require the Allah or just Hanach, just the Akira.
This language is very, very terse, like your summary of it. Perish Gemara Gemira Lan Hachi.
Then he explains this far. He says that.
It's a Mikroi Leslan, Vafilu Mimasinsen Braisa Nami Leslan Lahedia, Vachain Hoda Makshu Vidil Mahanacha Hu Dilobayo Haki Rabinan. Over there, that's a different thing. That's good. The fact that should be a separate Dibur Hamaskil. That goes on the Gemara of Dalet Amid Beis.
But they're all connected. That's the whole thing. The whole point is that it's connected.
Relating it to that.
Beginning.
The Seder, but we don't know whether he's speaking about Akira and Hanacha in terms of Shabbos or Akira and Hanacha B'chol HaTorah Kula.
That's what we're talking about here.
Seder, fine. But the question is, but the principle that we're dealing with over here, is this a principle which is limited to Shabbos or applies anywhere we have a din of Akira and Hanacha? Okay, so the Gemara then, yes?
So
here and not to require a Machon Tashon.
Ikal amemar de misvara ba'alma ko amar lefi she'ein darkan shemani adam lahaniach kleim ela b'makom rochav sheyuchal hishtamir bo shelo yipol. Since normally kelim are found in a makom rachav, I understand. In other words, if we're going to learn the Rashba as a din of shelo kedarko, then it's limited to Shabbos. That's already a din of malchus machshavas.
Require makom,
right? Yeah.
You're correct.
I take it back. You're correct. You can't necessarily.
The re requires
makom chasher. Rav Huchstein last night wanted to quoted a Ran that he felt made the connection, but I couldn't find the Ran, so I was going back to the Gemara. But you're correct. You have to add something to the Gemara. You need a Rishon who will say that that Gemara relates over here. The makom of that Gemara is Shabbos. You're correct. You can't prove it from there. Yes. No, in other words, he's quoting over here the Gemara in Eruvin, which redefines the pasuk as al yotzi, and that therefore it relates to the world of Hotzah, that within the world of Hotzah we have a concept of mimakomo. So it doesn't. Just the context can be one also of Mokom HaChefetz. Okay, so at this point, yeah?
The Gemara seems to reject the drush of Al Yotzi at the end of Maskat Gemara, but that drush is not accepted.
So it's saying that according to that drush.
So what does that mean? According to the Maskana, not according to the Maskana, the Gemara, according to when the Gemara had the halakha that the drush was acceptable, or in light of the fact that there is such a drush, we know that maybe the Pshat of the Puzzle came.
The latter.
Even though the drush is rejected, we can still somehow.
But right, the drush may be rejected, but the fact that makomo can refer to the makom hachefetz, there is a concept of makom hachefetz. That's all that we need. Okay, sorry, yeah, sorry, yes. Talking over here is what does it mean to take? You know how to take it out. In other words, you're stressing the out. I'm stressing the take. What does it mean to take? In other words, so if I take something off of a branch, is that called taking? If I take something off of there's a baseball bat which is standing in my and on top of the baseball bat there's a ball, and I take the ball off of the baseball bat, is that called taking? That our Gemara says that in terms of Shabbos, that's not called taking, because I have to take from a makom dalet al dalet. The question is, what about in terms of Korban Pesach, where I also have an Easter of taking? Is this involved or not? That it's a given that the Gemara Pesachim says that Korban Pesach requires Akira and Hanacha. The question is, the Akira and Hanacha of Shabbos or Akira and Hanacha of Kolat Torah Kula? So the question is, over here, this din of makom chashev, is this a din of Akira and Hanacha b'chola Torah Kula, or unique to Shabbos? So Dumi de Mishkan seems to limit it to Shabbos. All the other, if it's a din of Klachar Yad, it would also be limited to Shabbos. Only by Shabbos we have a din of Lachas Machsheves. However, if we take the other Perushim, then it could be a din also b'chola Torah Kula. Who disagrees with this requirement of makom? Sariel, continue. What's the svar of Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva Savar. Okay, at this point, how does the Gemara understand very, very simply, without getting involved, Kuta Kamisha Huncha Dami?
Once in the domain.
Excellent. We don't. Right, in other words, there's no need for a makom. There's no need for a rest stop, for a place where it rests, as long as it's moving from domain to domain. From Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim, from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid, that already would be enough, and therefore he disagrees with this requirement of Akira V'Hanocha Me'al Makom Dalad Al Dalad, and then Yitachen that the Mishnah goes like him, then the Gemara continues, we'll get to this Gemara later on. Move all the way now down to Daf Hei Amud Aleph, to the Maskan of the Gemara, Elam Arava. Yeah, sure.
Is it possible that the Kiva don't need physical Dalad Al Dalad?
Okay, there's another shita which is brought over here of the Tanoim, that of Rebbe. Look on top of Tafheim at Aleph. There may be this goes like Rebbe. What's Rebbe's statement? Damrinan, the second line. Right. The Rebbe has this principle of Besa Kamanda Malya Damya. That if you have something, you throw something from the outside into the window, goes in one window of a house and comes out the other window, according to Rebbe, you're Chayev. In other words, that's considered to be as though it went from Rishus HaRabim to Rishus HaYachid and from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabim. Is that the same as Kluta Kamisha Huncha Dami? Why not? In what way is it different? And therefore?
Therefore, we can say, even though it's already on the ground, we'll have to use a halachic.
Okay, so, the moment you're saying ki'ilu, you're using a halacha, right? And wait, so what you wanted, what Sariel wanted to say in Rabbi Akiva, however, that's Rebbe. Namely, Rebbe says that you don't need necessarily a physical makom dalad al dalad, it's enough to have a conceptual dalad al dalad. Besa, kamandamaya dummy, it's as though we have a pit stop. It's as though we have a rest stop. It's as though it landed, even though it didn't actually land. Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't require the bias with the gag, etc., I would assume doesn't require at all the virtual stop. You know, he simply requires, as you pointed out, the domain. But we'll deal with that, Bli Neder, not today. Bli Neder, when we get back to Kuta Shemi Kamisha Nuchal Dami, we'll see whether Rebbe and Rabbi Akiva are one and the same or they're two different worlds, the way I'm suggesting currently in terms of their terminology. What's the maskan of the Gemara? What do we do with our Mishnah? Okay. What does this mean to say Yodo shel Adam chashuva lo ke dalad al dalad? I mean, l'chora, you have to fit it back into the various deos that we had about what's the makar of dalad al dalad. Okay, so let's take the easiest way. Let's take the ri. According to the ri, right, we have a pasuk that says makom. And how do we know it's dalad al dalad? Because dalad al dalad is considered to be chashuv. What would be the easiest way then learning that yodo shel adam ki dalad al dalad? Right, in other words, that we don't need dalad al dalad. What do we need? Makom chashuv. That basically we have a pasuk that says mimakomo. Makomo is makom chashuv, and we have two different hechatimtzes of makom chashuv. Dalad al dalad is makom chashuv, and yodo is makom chashuv. Namely, the kaf over here, if you were to, again, be art scroll, you want to translate this phrase, yodo shaladam kid dalad al dalad. How would you translate the kaf over here? That right, in other words, that we have an equivalent. Yado shel Adam is the equivalent of Dalad al Dalad. It's an alternative to Dalad al Dalad. Basically, we need Makom Chashuv, and we have over here two examples of Makom Chashuv. Theoretically, we could come up with another example of Makom Chashuv, a third, a fourth, etc. That these are all examples of Makom Chashuv. However, that's fine if we're working off of the Ri. Okay, if we be working off of, let's say, the Svara of the Rashba,
hand,
In other words, that
it is derech
b'nei Adam. It's derech b'nei Adam to take from hand to hand. Right? So again, we're dealing with an equivalent. The yad is the equivalent of dalet al dalet. This is regilus, and this is regilus. If we're working off of the dumiya de mishkan, hu hadin. In other words, in the mishkan mistama, they did that which was normal. And this is normal. This normal take from the hand. However, if we're working what's one left of the Ramban, Gemara Gemiralei, that we have halacha Moshe Misina, that you require dalid al dalid, then how would you learn over here that yodo shel adam chashuva ki dalid al dalid? What mental gymnastics do you have to use to understand this phrase of the Gemara according to the Ramban?
We said it's not clear what the halacha Moshe Misina is. The halacha Moshe Misina is
That's quite clear. It's clear that you need dalid al dalid. Our only question is this a din in Shabbos or is this a din b'chol Torah kula? But that's the halacha Moshe Misina. That's what Ramban says. Gemara Gemira. Like. So how then? And it was how do we? Well, in words, what does that mean then in terms of the kuh? Yadam shadam kuh. Has the same din. Exactly. In other words, we're not dealing over here with an equivalent, with an alternative, but we're dealing with yado shel adam is ki'ilu dalad al dalad. That we have dalad al dalad generally has physical dimensions of 4x4. All of a sudden, this hand, which is, let's say, 2x1, that this hand, which is 2x1, is considered to be a shrunken dalad al dalad. Shrunken in the fact that it it's dalad al dalad in terms of its function. What does it mean to have a makom dalad al dalad? What is the functional space? So a yad is considered to be functional space. It's not as though we have a din of makom chashuv and then we have various hechatimsis of makom chashuv over here. We're saying that we have one definition. We have one halacha Moshe Misinai dalad al dalad, and this is the kaf over here is not the equivalent, but the kaf is an equation. This is dalad al dalad. Yes. Correct. I think you're correct. That could be a nafkamina between the different approaches. Correct. Okay. Again, just to continue the overview of the sugya before getting involved in terms of kutush kamisha hunchadame, the sugya over here is searching for a makor that taking something from a yad can be chayav midoraisa. It goes through Rabbi Akiva, through Rebbe. Goes through the situation of Rukimta, the Traskol, Rav Yossi, Rav Yehuda, until finally it comes down to Yado Shel Adam Chashuvalo Kedalad Al Dalad. What alternative do the Rishonim raise? What could the Gemara Lachora have said much more simply that would have gotten us out of all the problems? And we have quite a few precedents for a different approach. What approach could we have taken over here in the sugya? Saria? Did you get to the Tosfos, Ella?
Yes, no.
Who got to the Tosfos, Ella? Huh? Oh. Okay, so what? You want to suggest? Yes.
We were assuming that you mean Mokhan Dalla Dalla, and we were trying to show how you can have it with Yad.
Yes.
You say our assumption was wrong. We don't have Mokhan Dalla Dalla. It would be a much easier way to go. Instead of saying that our assumption is that you have to have Mokhan Dalla Dalla, trying to show how
right.
God can be like that, you say our assumption was incorrect. You're not telling.
Well, that's what the Gemara started off. That was the Gemara wanted to set up the Mishnah like Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the one who holds. You don't require Dalad al Dalad, but then the question is, does Rabbi Akiva actually hold that way? And how far does Rabbi Akiva go? Maybe Rabbi Akiva only says it as far as Hanocha, not as far as Akiva. That's the Gemara started. That was the original direction of the Gemara. Okay, so, anyways, so Chizavar Makomos, you just did the first up to here? Is that? Okay. So we'll stop over here. Okay, what I'd like you to do is as follows. The next set of our makomos deal with this Tosfos, Dibur Maskil, Ela Harav Yosef. add in already, if you didn't see this, after Tosos, add in also Tosos HaRosh. It's Tosos here, Tosos in Erevin, see also Tosos HaRosh over here. The Chidushi HaRamban is very important. The Bahamor, of course, is very important. Everything's very important. Okay. Basically, what the question is as to whether we have a concept of Achshavei. Whether I can say that maybe Midoraisa, I have a certain standard, but I can subjectively change that standard. Let me give you an example. Let's say on Pesach, I'm not allowed to eat chametz. What chametz am I not allowed to eat on Pesach? Chametz, which is roi la'achila. Let's say I have a piece of burnt toast, burnt to a crisp that no one in his life would ever want to eat it. And now I go ahead on Pesach, and I decide to eat it. So am I over an iser of bayira, bayimatzeh, of achila? So we have a concept of achshavah, that even though to the world this is not roi l'achila, if I want to eat it, then for me it's roi l'achila, and maybe I'm already over an iser on Pesach, of chametz on Pesach. Whether this din of achshavah is d'oraisa, d'rabbanan, is a whole question. The nafkamina is in terms of, let's say, taking medications on chametz medications on Pesach, where these things generally aren't roi l'achila, but I am consuming it. Does that make it subjectively a situation of achila? So the question is, how far does this din of achshavei go? So Tosfos brings in Gemaras that machshavto meshav yalei makom. That even when I have a place which is not a makom b'chol haTorah kula, if I want it to be a makom, then it's a makom. So why don't Gemara simply say, if I took it from a hand, kanera, I wanted it to be a makom, I'm taking it from what I viewed as a makom. If I'm putting it in someone's hand, I want that hand to be a makom, and that's all. We have over here a subjective makom. We don't have an objective makom. We have a subjective makom, and there are two Gemaras, both in Eruvin and later on in Shabbos, which have this concept of machshavta meshavirei makom. So we have a slew of Rishonim who go in different directions to answer this question. Tosfos has his direction, Ramban has his direction. We'll see the Baal Hamor appears to be an offshoot of one of those two. And that will bring us to the line of the Gemara, in which perhaps Akira and Hanacha may have different standards. Maybe we need to acquire a makom dafka in Akira, not in Hanacha, or maybe in Hanacha and not in Akira, or maybe in both. Right? So how would we differentiate over here between Akira and Hanacha? So I give you over here a number of marmakomos, and this is not enough. I mean, that's you should be able to get beyond that. So where I want to move from here is to... is to fill in then the missing gaps. And it's to fill in the sugya that we sort of just skimmed over in terms of seeing the bookends, the beginning and the end. So to fill in the Tosfos, to see the Tosfos, the Amrinan, that goes from Dalad Amad Aleph to Dalad Amad Beis, and the Tosfos Be'ilan, the bottom of Dalad Amad Beis. Those two Tosfos quote a sugya on Daf Zayin Amad Beis through Ches Amad Aleph. So see the Gemara from Gufa on Daf Zayin Amud Beis, about five from the bottom, where the two dots are. That Gufa, until the two dots over here on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, okay, and Rashi, and Tosos on the top of Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and the Rashba and the Ritva in both sugyos. What this topic is this requirement of Dalet, Makom Dalet. Is that said across the board, Rishus HaYachid and Rishus HaRabin? Only in Rishus HaRabin? Only in Rishus HaYachid? Or, you know, do the Rishuyos also play a role over here in terms of where do you require Dalet al Dalet? That will cover the concept of Dalet al Dalet from all of its perspectives. Then what we'll be left with, if we can do that on Sunday, what we'll be left with is Kluta Kamisha Huncha and the concept over here of Vesa Kaman Demalia and Zorei Kamoshet, right? Zorei Kamoshet that we dealt with a little bit in the Hakdama. Those topics we're leaving for the side. Okay, so for next time, if we can do Machshavta Meshavilei Makom, then is Makom, is Akira and Hanacha, is there a difference between the requirement of Makom in terms of Akira and Hanacha? The Gemara, the one line of Gemara over here in the Dalet Amud Beis, and these three Rishonim. And then, is there a difference between Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim in terms of Makom? So that's Tosos over here, the Dalet Amud Aleph through Dalet Amud Beis, the bottom Tosos on Dalet Amud Beis, the Sugya Zayin Amud Beis through Ches Amud Aleph, and the Rishonim over there, Rashi and Tosfos, and by us, and over there and by us, the Rashba and the Ritva.